Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文，来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, and welcome back to Global Village. 欢迎回来小酒馆大世界。In the previous episode, we talked to Logan, the passionate owner of the Mexican restaurant Tacolicious. And in today's episode, we're going to continue to explore some of the deliciousMexican treats.
And since your restaurant is in Shanghai, like you said, you try to play with the menu, add in local stuff. So your idea, what you said earlier, is to aim for the most delicious food, not the most authentic.
Yes. I mean, we do have Mexican customers that are from Mexico that come in at first and they're like, oh, this isn't authentic. Then they try and like, oh, this is delicious. And like, yes, that's what we're going for. Because the beauty of authentic food is it's great. You know what it is. Your grandmother made the recipe. Mm. But the nice thing about us is we could adapt and live in the society we're in. We're not just regulated to certain rules.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds amazing. That's the beauty of fusion food, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the human experience, you know, we're not all just one, from one exact place, we're all from a mix of places, so you have to embrace that.
Mm. And I would say, I don't know if you will agree with me, you've been in China for all these years, like Mexican food is not one of those things that will be very shocking to a Chinese palate, unlike some other exotic food, like, for example, some very, very cheesy dishes.Or, top of my head, like very high-end French cuisine. It's not really something that someone with Chinese palate would easily get into. But Mexican food is very easy to like.
I agree with you. It's a funny thing, though, because we have Mexican food is spicy. There is spice elements to it, right? Mm. And we will have clients, guests of ours, that will come in and they'll be like, oh, I'm from Chengdu. Nothing's too hot for me. Or I'm from Sichuan. Don't worry. I can handle this. I'm like, okay. And Mexican spicy is different than a Chinese spicy. It's just a different type of spices. So it's really funny because the history, like chilies, I mean, they're from the Central American region and they've made it out here. And there is a history to it of why there's chilies in Sichuan. Hmm. But the fun part is it's a different burn. So we have these guys that come in and we try our best not to make stuff too hot. If you want it hot, we have our own ways to make it hotter.
Well, if they're up for the challenge...So why not?
Yeah, but they burn so bad. And it's so, we warn them, we say, guys, we don't want to burn you, but here, we make our own hot sauces. We're like, guys, you could try this, but I don't want you to complain at me. I want you to take a little bit. Oh, no, no problem. I'm from Sichuan. I'm hardcore. It's okay. Here you go. And then immediately sweating and melting. So,
wow.
You know, it's a different thing. And that's one of the things we've learned. It's to the spice level. It's just a different spice.
It is different. Yeah, it's very
It's different. Not like mala.
Yeah, it's not ma. There's no ma.
Yeah.
It's just like really, really spicy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, back to the food. Because we were talking assuming people at least have some idea of what Mexican food is. But I bet you that some of our listeners perhaps have never had Mexican food in their life.So for first timers, if they go to your restaurant or go to any Mexican restaurant for that matter, what are some of the must-try dishes? Well, actually, let's start with taco, shall we? How would you describe taco?
So we call it a taco bing, almost like a jam bing. Mm. So it's going to be a layer of, ours are special because they're double layers.
Mm.
So ours start with flour, then cheese, then corn. And then we put whatever topping you like in it.So it's a folded over, almost like a jianbing, in the same kind of family. I would say that if you've never seen a taco before.
But it's smaller.
It is smaller than a jianbing. A jianbing is almost like a burrito hybrid. But a burrito is a rolled up taco, basically a rolled up flour version of a taco. And then there's a quesadilla, which is the folded over like a calzone.
Yeah.
And then for us, like for food wise, I would recommend trying the traditional ones and then trying some newer fangled ones.
Okay.
For a traditional one, we have...Al pastor is a marinade, but ours, there's are two types you do. One is the pork al pastor, which is almost like a Hawaiian or pineapple infused.
It's one of the things that's roasted on a rotisserie, isn't it?
Exactly. So it's basically, it looks like a shawarma or kebab.
Yeah, like shawarma. You know, like Turkish.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. So it basically, it's on the spit and the meat cooks slowly and it's got this pineapple and onion. So you have these really nice, little bit sweet and savory flavors at the same time. But that's a very, very traditional one from Mexico. We also do like a chicken asada. An asada is a marinade. And so it's a little bit of a sour marinade. And it's one of those things that actually we noticed in China, people didn't really like sour chicken. They thought there was something wrong, which normally you would think something's wrong with the chicken if it's sour. But now that they know what it is...
It's just a marinade.
Yeah, it's just a marinade. But the marinades of the meats are a little bit different, but the flavors are very nice. So I would recommend a al pastor, a chicken asado, or more of a California thing. You definitely need a fried fish taco. That is the most California thing you could have.
Yeah. I don't like fried fish, but I've tried a few fried fish taco. They're surprisingly delicious.
Yeah, everything works with them. It's just a very, very good taste.
Mm.
But those are super popular. Mm. Also, we have like a grilled shrimp. So, you know, we try to have a little bit of everything, especially being in Shanghai. We are close to the sea, so we technically should have some seafood.
Yeah, grilled shrimp. And what about the newfangled ones, the more creative taco? Like you mentioned Mapo Tofu taco before.
Yeah.
I would really like to try that.
Yeah, the Mapo Tofu is really nice. So what we do for that is generally a Mapo Tofu is the softer bean curd, but we use the harder one. We do, obviously, all the peppercorns or everything are in there, but it's vegetarian, which is not normal for Mapo Tofu at all.
Oh, it's more Mala Tofu then.
Yeah, it's more Mala Tofu, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got a very nice heat to it. And what it is, it's just a welcome in. If you don't know anything about the food, you have like, oh, I recognize this. It's like if I went to a French restaurant and the menu is in French, and the waiter only speaks to me in French, but I read one word I understood.
Mm.
Like I could feel like I'd get away with it a little bit.
Yeah.
So like Mapo Tofu's there, the Szechuan pork is there, the other specials we do. We always try to have something fun.
That's a very interesting little angle that you go for because it makes people feel more at ease. It's got something they know. It's something they're familiar with. I never thought about it that way. Hmm.
I was going to say, that's the thing. Like we do have a lot of returnees that are coming back and they've had tacos and stuff all over the world. Mm. They're coming back and showing their parents. Or, you know, showing people that haven't traveled as much. And they're like, oh, you could try this, be comfortable. But then we'll hit some other stuff up as well, you know?
So it's like transition. It sort of eases them in.
Exactly.
Mm, I see. Sounds like you've got all your ideas worked out for you. What about the future plan for your restaurant? You mentioned that your multi-establishments in the future maybe making it into a popular chain?
We would love to do a popular chain. We're using a thing called Cloud Kitchens, which is a very cool delivery platform. So you couldn't go in as a customer, but you could only order. So we're opening those across the city. So it actually makes it easier for us to reach you. That's the beauty of, I think, China is our delivery platforms are just great here. Aloma, Meituan, Sherpas.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The idea is to expand like that and then expand into other cities. Like we'd love to be in Suzhou, Hangzhou, all the way up to Beijing. You know, it's just one of those things we want to be organic as we expand and not overextend ourselves.
Yeah, I would love to see you guys in Beijing as well. Okay. Definitely wish you all the luck on that front. But as we're wrapping up, I'm going to just ask one more question about our party theme. Since in the very beginning, I mentioned that it's going to be Day of the Dead, like 墨西哥亡灵节是我们的派对主题. So since you said you've got Mexican heritage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say is the difference between the Day of the Dead and Halloween? Both of them seem to be about, when people think about them, they think about perhaps skeleton, they think about all these dead coming back to life, that sort of thing. So what is the difference?
Well, I think with Halloween, especially how commercial it is, it's just a party now.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning it was about spirits and the devils were coming down and it was very more religious, but now it's just a good party.
Mm-hmm.
For Day of the Dead, as you mentioned earlier, the movie Coco, people are respecting and treating their ancestors. And you're just remembering the parents or the grandparents or the cousins or whomever it is that passed away. Almost like you would put respect to Tomb Sweeping Day here. You know, when you go and you honor your dead.
I see. It's warmer in that way. It's more family-oriented. It's warmer.
Yeah, it's very family-oriented. And it's one of those just nice, you know, you sit there and you don't have to say you converse, but you are thinking and commuting with the spirits of your ancestors, which is, I think it's a very good day to just take a moment and think about other people like that.
And it's not meant to be scary, is it?
No, exactly, no.
Mm.
It's more meant to be like a very fun, emotional, but like you're very happy because you're like, oh, you know, grandpa, this is my day. This is how I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great.
You wouldn't be afraid of your grandfather or his dad. So, you know what I mean? Like it's more of a communing with the family.
It's very comforting to think that the loved ones that we have lost can come back and visit us on that day, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a very, very nice spiritual and just a nice moment to have, you know?
Okay. And on that note, I think we're coming to the end of our talk. I mean, Logan, you're such a vibrant guest speaker. I enjoyed immensely talking with you, and I can't wait to try a lot of the food that you have talked about, especially some of your newfangled concoctions and your more fusion taco menu. And also for all of our listeners, 酒馆的粉丝如果到 Tacolicious 去对一个暗号的话，酒馆的特别暗号还会有特别的小惊喜哦。And thank you, Logan, for giving our listeners that special treat.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure to be on the show. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at Day of the Dead party.
All right. I can't wait to see all of our listeners there.
And then maybe one day we'll have a taco in Beijing. Done.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you, Logan, for coming to the studio. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers. And bye, everyone. See you next time.
那对于报名参加酒馆线下上海站墨西哥亡灵节主题 party 的小伙伴们，10月31号。我们在 Tacolicious 不见不散。We'll see you in the next episode.